Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
In the back of a taxi cab in London town, it's like watching TV with the sound turned down. 'Cause I can feel it, I've got a buzzing in my head when I'm on my way. I see the kids deserting ships like shopping malls. Street colors, they girlfriend's cars, 'cause they got friends now, and tonight they won't be home. Just wait till the morning comes.
My Book of Regrets by Stephen Wilson from 4 and a Half, the 2016 mini album that now bridges Wilson's fourth and fifth full-length solo albums, 2015's Hand Cannot Erase, and this year's To the Bone, which was recently released at the end of August on Caroline International. I still have not acquired To the Bone at the time of this recording. However, I did want to have a preliminary Stephen Wilson feature off an older album, because what You Good Centuries will hear in the short-term future from contemporary progressive rock's shining star will cause controversy indeed. I just have to add this in last minute, but I found that To the Bone has made it onto the Canadian album charts at 28, its first week, the week of September 9th. While it seems like this will be only a momentary lapse on the charts, I am so happy for Stephen Wilson making it this high up in Canada. I would now like to scoop up some observational time to provide everyone with a short personal reflection on my recent concert-going experience. I plan to post the complete concert review on SMK's Facebook page soon, if it is not already available. Ananthema, at the Opera House in Toronto on Monday, August 21st, 2017, during their North American tour in support of The Optimist. It was extraordinary. There was no question that I had to curse and reverse the audio there. That was just how amazing this show was for me. This was my first proper progressive rock concert performed by a younger generation of prog musicians. The Opera House itself was an excellent venue for Anathema to perform in. It was intimate, that you felt connected with the band and the audience, yet expansive in terms of sonic presence. As I have stated on SMK's Anathema Gazed show, I am only familiar with the band's music from 2014's Distant Satellites album, Onward. It was simply wonderful that they played songs from across the many albums the band released over the last 20 years, both fan favorites and obscurities. This goes as far back as 1998's Alternative 4, up to this year's The Optimist. And all the songs demonstrated their musical diversity in terms of textural impressions and instrumental vocal power. Anathema was spellbinding, captivating, sentimental, emotional, wicked awesome. Upon first hearing lead female singer Lee Douglas during the concert opening work, Untouchable, my eyes watered up. Her voice is as romantically beautiful and sensitive in person as it is on record, giving the lyrics a heightened stance and movement. There was various times that I felt on a musical high because the band was able to mold together and create such simplistic, interweaving musical layerings that were ecstatic and grand upon all of my physical and mental senses. My only regret is that I was not able to experience Anathema together with a friend at this time, although the band hinted at another performance in early 2018. However, personally, I feel like this concert is a monumental pillar in my life. To read my complete Anathema review, please go to SMK's Facebook page at SMK Radio Program. Now, in light of all this, I would like to play the live version of Untouchable, Part 1 and Part 2, Anathema's quintessential opening work, off their 2013 live album, Universal, originally from their critically acclaimed fan favorite album, 2012's Weather Systems. I hope you good sentries are moved as much by this song as I was.
Why I should feel this way, why I should feel this way, why I should feel the same. It's something I cannot say, something I cannot say, something I can't explain.
Добрый вечер, Болгария!
Ina Klein China is Charles Gunn from Calgary, Alberta. In April this year, Ina Klein China released Feels Industry on the Vancouver, BC label Boat Dreams from the Hill, which gave me the impression of electronic classical music. The incoming triple song observation set, back to back to back pieces off Feels Industry, certainly gives off this genre merging aesthetic. We will listen to Electrocardiogram, Hua Counterpoint, and Clavier Sonata No. 5, Opus 53, in which the latter was originally composed by Alexander Scriabin, a late Romantic, early modern Russian composer.
Thank you.
You're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca.
In a black hole with a sun that never shows, I was happy to see you. I could call but I've no voice, I'm alone and I've no choice. I was happy to see you. I will fly far from here as the light disappears. The light disappears.
That was Feathers, the longest extended track off Dark Days, the new self-released album by the Irish-English prog rock band King Bethmet. We now have Sun Glaciers, an alternative psychedelic indie rock trio, again from Calgary, creating music from the bedroom to the bedroom. They self-released their debut extended play, Moving in Darkness, this year in May, and they will be releasing another EP later this year. The track that caught my attention solely on its name, that we will hear now, is Schrödinger.
Thank you.
I am a huge and dedicated fan of The Game Grumps, the video game channel on YouTube currently led by Aaron Hansen and Dan Avidan. I discovered that, before his current vocal leadings in the comedy rock duo Ninja Sex Party, Dan was previously in a Brooklyn electronic rock duo called Skyhill with Peter Lennox in the late 2000s, melding downtempo electronica, Eurohouse, and alternative indie rock, harkening back to the 1980s. Skyhill is currently on hiatus, but this duo reunited in 2015 to release a new song called Firefly, the song we just heard. For this first hour, we conclude with a return down under with progressive alternative rock band Caligula's Horse. They will be releasing a new studio album this upcoming Friday, September 15th, called In Contact, on Inside Out Music. In Contact is supposed to be an enduring conceptual album about the nature of art and creativity, and a celebration of what connects human beings, the shared space across our differences. We will be listening to the first song made available to promote Caligula's Horse's new album, Will's song, Let the Colors Run.